From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business. That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was arriving in London Monday after a stop in Brussels, where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. In the opposition British Labour Party, pressure grew Monday for the resignation of party leader Jeremy Corbyn, following the resignation of 12 members of his shadow cabinet. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling was a victory for gun control advocates. The court voted unanimously to throw out the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, defining more narrowly which official actions by officials violate the law. Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize ties. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 over Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship trying to break the blockade of the Gaza Strip. A senior Israeli official said part of the restoration involved an Israeli apology. This is VOA News. The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. After Turkey shot down the Russian plane, the Kremlin responded by imposing trade restrictions on Turkey, including freezing work on a pipeline to ship Russian gas to Europe via Turkey and advising Russians to avoid Turkish resorts. Mr. Putin said the sanctions would be lifted if Mr. Erdogan personally apologized, but there was no indication Monday that the sanctions would end. Spain's acting prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, says since his People's Party won the most votes in the repeat parliamentary election Sunday, it has won the right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in parliament. Spain held repeat parliamentary elections on Sunday after the inconclusive outcome of December election spawned 6 months of failed efforts to form a coalition government. Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo calling for the Minister of Education's resignation after officials were arrested for leaking cheat sheets for national exams on Facebook. While mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police. An observer says the police had tried to block the protest by shooting rubber bullets in the air. The marchers were heading to Tahrir Square, the epicenter of mass protests in 2011 and 2013. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people near the Syrian border. Authorities say 3 bombers triggered the explosions Monday in the town of Qa. 15 people were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Federal, state, and city officials are finalizing plans to address possible threats of political violence at the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions. Some 50,000 people, including about 6,000 protesters, are expected to converge on the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, for the Republican National Convention from July 18th through the 21st. A handful of physical altercations involving protesters have occurred at rallies for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump, and law enforcers are planning for the possibility of more at the convention. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.